Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Louise Russell from Publishing Technology, and I'm going to be using the GSE research site as a vehicle for talking about some of the new developments we've made recently. And just to give you a bit of background on why I called my presentation Finders Keepers, really thinking about an information-rich world where users want to get to relevant content quickly and easily, keeping a user within your environment once they've got there is a challenge for all publishers' digital strategy. So it's really with that challenge and opportunity in mind that some of these new features have been driven. So just to really quickly give you a bit of background about GSE Research and who they are, I think they're a great case study because they're a startup scholarly publisher. So that means they've had the advantage of starting with a blank sheet of paper for their publishing and their digital strategy. The GSE stands for Governance, Sustainability and the Environment. So they're also a very small publisher just starting out, although they are growing quite rapidly. And in terms of their publishing model, they're offering authors the traditional peer review route. They're also offering open peer review, and they're also trying to give something back to their community. So 10% of their revenues are deposited within a social enterprise fund, which authors then can decide where they would like that revenue distributed to. So going back to that blank sheet of paper, their workflow has been set up in such a way that it's all about making life easier for the author, speed of publication, and also semantic enrichment from day one at the point the content is submitted. And this has allowed them to experiment with some different discovery routes into their content. So although they have traditional journals, the content's presented in a different way. It's presented by date under a continuous publication model, but also browsable by topic. Community is also very important for them. In this particular field, their audience is made up of researchers, policymakers, corporations, government and policymakers, as I've mentioned. So what they're doing here is creating a research exchange, a professional network, if you like, that brings together all those different stakeholders within this field for dialogue, really. So they're sort of trying to bring the sort of correspondence of the scholarly world going back centuries where letters might be exchanged up to date within a digital environment. So, sort of discussion, commenting, rating are all key features within this particular product. With only 15 minutes to talk about some of these features, I'm going to focus on the discovery and the semantic enrichment elements, but you'll see some of these other things as we go through some of the screenshots. So the content has been semantically enriched. So just to sort of start off with some of the search functionality here, you can see that someone started to type water and the system's coming up with a number of suggestions. So these suggestions are more than just terms that appear within the content. The semantic enrichment process has enabled the system to determine synonyms, common words, etc. So here, water pollution is a taxonomy item, but the system also knows that water contamination is a synonym. So it's just making life a bit easier for the end user so that they're not reliant on the serendipity of their search term exactly matching what the author had used within a particular paper. So similarly, with the Did You Mean feature, if there's a typo in the entry of water contaminants, the system's checking the taxonomy, the synonyms, and sort of being able to offer a Did You Mean result based on what actually exists and can be gleaned from the data set. In terms of search results, again, thinking about making life easier for the user, getting them to the information that they need more quickly, as well as returning content items in search results. If there's a taxonomy item that's relevant to the search term, that will be boosted to the top of the search results. So in this case, it's air pollution that's appeared at the top, and that would take the user through to an air pollution homepage, and I'll show you an example of how those sorts of topic or concept homepages look in a second. So as well as the search results, you get the usual facets that you would expect to see on a search results page. And again, the subject elements there are driven by the taxonomy. In this example, we're sort of harnessing the different layers of the taxonomy. So if someone's come to this search results page and they want to move up to the higher levels of the taxonomy to broaden their search, they can do that quite easily, quite quickly. And similarly, if they want to winnow down the pool of results, they can go further down the taxonomy and narrow their search as well. And now if we just move on to an example of one of the concept homepages that I mentioned earlier. This is a concept page for Greenwash, and this brings together all of the information that exists within the GSE corpus of data. So on the From This Site tab, you see results from that are published by GSE Research. You also get a brief description of what Greenwash is, and this is pulled in from a trusted external data set. So in this case, this comes from the European Environment Agency, so that's pulled in dynamically using semantic web technologies. And then also, if the user wants to see what's happening in the news, again, they can click to this tab, and in the first instance, the news items are actually being pulled in from the Guardian news site using their open platform API, but we're also experimenting with the Sparkle endpoints that are available through the New York Times and data.gov. So this is really sort of perhaps where the finders keepers bit comes into its own a bit more, in that someone's come to your site, they're interested in seeing what else exists in the wider spectrum of the web, but actually you know, you're putting, I suppose, a mark to say, you know, we've pulled in extra content from these authoritative resources that we trust in here as well. So again, it's trying to make your site a bit more sticky and keep users there once they come in. Because the content here has been semantically enriched, we've also been experimented with different ways of presenting that information on a content item homepage. So in this example, it's an abstract page for an article. So you see links to all the usual sorts of things you'd expect to see there: full text, references, supplements, comments, those sorts of things. But also there's a visual representation of the concepts that have been extracted from that particular article and their weighting. So it's giving the user at a glance, if you like, a fingerprint of what that article's about. This is also working quite well on book chapter pages where, you know, typically there may not be a lot of abstract information. And by having this sort of visual aid here, it just helps the user decide, do I actually want to download that chapter and read it in full? Do I want to pay for it? So it's another way of just quickly showing what something's about. And one other feature that, again, can be driven off the same sort of outputs of semantically enriching the content is the ability to toggle on and off these concepts within the full text. So in this case, it's possible to hover over those terms to see a bit more information, which can be helpful in terms of sort of interdisciplinary research. And again, sort of seeing what else is there that's one click away rather than having to go back through the search engine. So in terms of how that's all been achieved, GSE are using Publishing Technologies' Pub2Web platform, and the database that underpins that is a semantic metadata repository called the MetaStore, and that's an RDF triple store, and that stores information about content. So as well as storing information about articles and chapters, it stores information at a much more granular level. So it will store information about authors, images, taxonomy items, geographic locations, and it will then understand the relationship between those items and other things in the database. So that's really the sort of building block to some of the features that I've shown you in the previous screenshots. This is combined with the search engine, which is Apache Solr. So that's been used to drive some of the features that I showed in terms of faceted search, hit highlighting, boosting search results, and so on. So that's got a powerful open source search engine, which in combination with semantic enrichment can drive a whole range of different features as well. In terms of the semantic enrichment of the content, GSE supply us with full text XML that's tagged up to the NLM DTD. They also supply us with their own taxonomy, which we've also mapped against the Library of Congress classifications so that we can glean extra information, extra synonyms that can then be applied to the GSE taxonomy to give sort of extra breadth to what they've already got. And then for the text mining, we've used Apache Uema, which again is open source software for text mining the full text. So just to sort of illustrate how their workflow looks, the XML is coming in, it's being loaded through the content loading pipeline, and at that point the content is converted to RDF XML for storage within the MetaStore. So at that point it's storing as RDF all the things that are already tagged within the data, and that information is then indexed to search. And then in parallel, that full text is going through a number of text mining pipelines to extract a whole load of extra concepts according to the GSE taxonomy, which we're then mapping onto the Library of Congress. So the information that comes out of that enrichment process is then also stored in the MetaStore against the original content item and also indexed for search. So it's these two elements, the MetaStore, the search engine, and also the ability to poll external data sets that drive all of these different features that are all really about making the life easier for the end user and improving discoverability. Just to provide you with a sort of visual view of what the outputs of the semantic enrichment process look like, this is just a GUI representation of what's happening really when the content gets pushed through the text mining process. So you can see here, possibly, that, for example, the text mining system has pulled out that the Montreal Protocol exists within the GSE taxonomy. So there are different things that you can eyeball and check that they look sensible, as it's an automated process, and we know that these things aren't always 100% correct. So to that end, when anything goes through that type of automated process, you could end up with false positives, you could end up with valid concepts being missed, or you could end up with the system generating something that's just much too generic to be useful in this sort of context. So to that end, and to allow for curation, there are a number of tools that allow administrators to go in and manually edit and curate the outputs of this type of process. So this allows editing at a content level, but also allows an administrator to train the text mining tools as well. So anything that's changed here is fed back in to the text mining process. One of the other sort of, I suppose, features of this type of approach of pulling out concepts, creating concept pages, is again that potentially you could end up with a number of automatically pre-populated concept home pages that you've got in the wings when, you know, potentially if something comes up in the news that was particularly topical, perhaps depending on your subject area, it could be anthrax, it could be a new virus, and you quickly want to pull together all of your content, external resources that are relevant to this topical item that's in the news. It's something that happens immediately at the click of a button rather than something that requires significant re-engineering. So that's really a sort of whistle-stop tour of what GSE are doing, and I really wanted to pick them out because they've got a different approach to the publishing model because they're a startup and they're using the technologies to help drive this different business model. If you're interested, my much more technical colleague talks about these sorts of things on our blog, so you're very welcome to go and have a look at some of her videos there. But that was everything I wanted to cover in my 15 minutes. Thank you.
You did very well. Thank you.